Hey guys, it's Anna Marie and Thomas here from Percent Compatibility. I'm your genie, but for the reason.
Hey!
And please don't forget to click the like button, subscribe, share this episode. Help us grow. I know you wanna. And don't forget, we got all the life experience, and you seriously can't beat us. Half joke, half serious. Okay. Seriously, half joke, half serious, but it's kind of true.
Yeah.
when you combine both of us. So what are we talking about today, guys? So Thomas gave me homework, and it's all for you. So you're welcome. So I think I actually watched the movie Barbershop before. I just don't remember. But I watched the movie Barbershop 1. I'm going to watch the next ones. So I took some notes, and we came across the movie scene where the white dude, that's the bar. If you've seen the movie, watch it so that way you know what I'm referring to. So the white dude, that's the barber, was and the educated black dude. I'm sorry, I forgot their names. I'm sorry.
It's yeah, the white dude. He was a like an apprentice.
Yeah, he was like apprentice. Right.
And
yeah,
he started out, and then they broke the whole thing down where most apprentices start in the chair right here.
Right.
But then
right.
You had to graduate to the chair right here.
Right.
He came in.
Yeah.
And he did his thing.
But yeah, he did his thing.
Go ahead. The educated black dude, he was a little bit arrogant.
Yeah, they're both arrogant in different ways. So yeah, they're both guilty of arrogance. So the educated black guy irritated me a little bit too much because even though he meant well, he was like, I'm, you know, like this. And like going to fancy college or he was in one or something. And then the white dude got defensive and things like that. I will say, though, I think that the white dude... character was a little bit culturally trying too hard to be black. So I want to give a little bit of some things to keep in perspective is that I feel like, so when I was in Korea, I'll give a little bit of a comparison to keep things in perspective. When I lived in Korea, they do this thing where it's like they kind of make you blend in when it comes to culture. So when I took a photograph, they took away my birthmarks and I told my ex, like, why do they do that? Like, and they were like, and then they made me look really pale. And I was like, but I'm not that pale. And I'm like, I also have my birthmarks, so please put it back on there. Mm-hmm. that was where it was a little weird because I was choosing to be there and I wanted to be there to learn, but I didn't want to like completely change everything about who I was. You know, that's not individuality, right?
Right.
So they do that over there to some expats that I don't, that's a part of it that I don't like. Mm-hmm. So that's where being an ESL teacher has an advantage because we educate our students on diversity. If you do, I did.
Yeah, well, I had to do diversity training too. So you can blend in as a culture and
right. And find ways to adapt to each other.
Put all the cultures together and, you know, live in, like I say, harmony.
Right, in harmony, you know? Right, yeah, which we don't always do.
No.
But that's an example of what they do over there. Now, over here, what we do in America sometimes is, I mean, I'm genuine, but some people, they try to be friends with the minority to make them look better and like to, or like date a minority to like, not necessarily well-intended. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like it's probably. Like not always, but sometimes it does happen. And I think sometimes we want to like, how do I say this? Like we like it's like that guy, the white dude was culturally trying a little too hard to be black, and it's probably because he grew up around.
Yeah, another black guy was trying to put him on blast.
Right, was putting on like, blast, saying you'll never be black. It's like, well, look, I cringed when I watched that scene because I was like, well, dude, obviously I'm never gonna be black, no matter how many black people I hang out
literally,
I'm not gonna like be able to like paint. I'm gonna paint some black paint on my body. And just change it. Like, that's not realistic. And to make that argument bother me, I'm like, well, duh, no crap, he's never going to be black. Like, why would you even say that?
There's a scripture the Bible said, can a leper change his spots?
I mean, like, that's who you can't. You're literally like, this is who I am. You know, like, I'm Italian, Irish, and German. This is who I am.
Yeah.
You're who you are. So it's like, but I think what he meant was like, I think in his perspective, he was basically saying you're culturally trying too hard to be black, which I think he did make some valid point.
But he just couldn't help it. The white guy just couldn't help it because he's a product of his
environment. That's true. If you grew up around
black people,
then you're going to kind of be like that.
Well, who teaches somebody how to cut a white guy how to cut hair like that?
Well, right. Exactly. Well, yeah, that's true. That's a very valid point. Yeah.
You know, it's like,
yeah.
He had to be grew up.
He had to grow up around black people, right?
But is he trying to be black?
No. I mean, you can never be. Yeah, he's just
off of his what he's come from.
What he come from, right? So
you know,
we're all products of our environment. Like, so I'm partially a blunt person, I think, because of the black people that I was around were very, very blunt. So I'm actually quite a gentle, polite, blunt.
Yeah.
Compared to the black people I grew up, they were like really blunt, where they'd be like, nah, 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 you know,
and there's other cultures, like I would say Mexicans, blacks, and Italians are very, very similar.
Yeah, well, yeah, something like being very blunt, you know, and I'm a controlled, gentle, polite version of that. So it's like
very similar.
I joke with one of my black friends, it's all your fault while I'm blunt, you know, and she's like laughing. But the point is from a cultural standpoint, this can influence why we're so divided, because it's like, well, we have to find that balance between like tolerance and adapting to each other and appreciating each other, and is at the same time supporting each other.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, and also still finding our individuality. Because I will say that we have a lot of cultural influence in America. Because,
mm-hmm.
like, I think that we are losing some individuality.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I think that we have pockets of cultures in different areas. And it's like, are you really being an individual, or are you cultural influence?
Right.
Makes you think there, eh?
Right.
So it's like, you know, you're not really being individual if you're cultural mm-hmm. influence with everything that you do. Mm-hmm. That's not individuality.
One thing I will say back to when you said you cringe when the black guy said you will never be black.
It was just a little bit like.
So he was just trying to put his knowledge and how smart he is on display.
Yeah.
So now if you go back in the day when blacks was sold from Africa over here
right,
in America.
Right.
And he's just trying to put his knowledge on deck.
That's probably what he was referring to.
You know exactly
what but that's the problem where it's like obviously sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, when times go by, that's why in one of our old videos I said some people just never lived it.
Mm-hmm.
Especially I kind of lived it, but I got a little bit from my folks. They told me how it was.
Right, they told you stories, but you didn't actually live
it. I didn't actually, live it.
Right, live,
Where you get a white guy or white woman come up to your face and call you the N-word or whatever,
something like that. Right.
So I kind of understood that scene, why he would approach him like that, you know. You would never know what it'd be like black.
Well, but it's like, well, you didn't know either.
You didn't either.
You're actually getting the opportunity to be educated. Back in the day, they didn't, right?
Right.
So it's like, I mean, you can't really compare.
That's why I encourage people to watch 12 Years a Slave.
Oh, I watched it. I was crying so hard. Those people really, really experienced
black people, they experienced what they lived that.
They live the roughest part. So we're technically spoiled in this day and age.
Yes.
With the exception of like police brutality, obviously I'm not excusing that.
Yes. But the racism's still there though.
Oh, it's still there.
It's not there.
No, yeah, it's still there.
It's still there. Because you'd be surprised what people say to you, or you pull up a video or whatever, whether you're watching YouTube or Facebook or whatever, and somebody see this racial moment, whether it's in the grocery store or whatever. I'm talking about it is really out there for real still.
Yeah.
You know, so it is a really good topic to talk about, because, you know, especially me, quote unquote, I don't like using color. But anyway, I if you're a human being, you're a human being. You just, you know.
I think.
Contracts,
you know,
and it's a really good topic for, again, somebody like me to get across to the next black person. Is that
I think
it's
yeah.
not it's racism is there, but it's not always
right.
There,
it's obviously, you know, not as bad as it used to be.
Yeah,
obviously,
miscommunication.
Right, miscommunication.
Just like you were talking about in that scene. That's a miscommunication.
Oh, yeah. Miscommunication, misinterpretation. You know? Well, that's why I said, like, obviously I'm never going to be black unless I get some permanent black tattoo, which I would look absolutely ridiculous.
I like the way the movie panned out, because it's almost like in the middle of the movie, they was cool.
Yeah, yeah, they were cool. And yeah, I actually was touched after the little argument. He was like, okay, fine, do me. And then he was like, he was like, dang, I got skill, you know? And he was like, oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like, and then they made peace. He's like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and I was like, oh.
And then I was like, touched. I was like, oh, that's so sweet. You know, so.
Yeah, that's Ice Cube. He produced that movie. Yeah, he's the producer of that movie, and I think he did a really, really good job.
Yeah, I thought it was a pretty good job. And and also, like, but I will say, like, I think we do need to be mindful of our own cultures about, like, sometimes, you know what it is, I think sometimes in America, I can't speak necessarily for other countries, but I know in America, sometimes we refer so much to historical events,
mm-hmm.
which I agree, it's good to acknowledge that. However, it's 2020. You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So it's like, it's 2020, it is a different era. Obviously, are those historical events relevant? And you know, does it fully apply to here and now? That's where I think some people are getting a little bit skewed. You know what I mean? Depending on how you're raised, depending on some certain things. Mm-hmm. Like, I've coincidentally never seen racism in all my life.
You've seen it, but you probably...
Like, I probably have seen it, but I...
You didn't recognize it.
I didn't, like... I would have said something, though.
No, you've seen it, but you didn't recognize it.
You mean like if a white person, like, they were racist, but they never said acted on it?
Some racism is very keen.
Right, yeah, very keen.
And very subtle.
Yeah, that's true, very subtle. Yeah.
And I like to...
But isn't that more like racial preference than
racism? Well,
see,
when you say racist, you go back in the time where my ancestors dealt with it. It was very blatant. It was very out in the front.
Out front, blunt.
You know, you
now
knew,
we have more passive.
You know, so the N word was very fluent. It was circulating, very circulating.
Right,
you know,
right,
so
right.
it wasn't a big deal to say the N word,
right,
but now,
right.
It is. You don't know who's who now.
That's true.
Because people can smile in your face and they can do a very good job at it.
Well, that's what, that can even apply in the work environment, even if you're not racist, they just might not like you at all.
It's there, trust me. And it's kind of scarier now than back then.
Well, it's scary,
because you
too.
Don't know, like I just said, you don't know.
Well, that's a lot varies on race. It also just varies. They could also be mentally ill.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
That's so true. I think in 2020, obviously racism exists, but I just don't think it should be normal. I think that they have a mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, would they still like you if you had autism and a white person? Probably not.
Right.
So it's like sometimes mm-hmm. people use race as an excuse to just not like you, and unfortunately, they use it to an extreme. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you know, you could be a white person with some behavioral issues, and they still might not like you.
Mm-hmm.
You could have different types of hair, and they still might not like you. Unfortunately, mm-hmm. mean people use certain things as an excuse to just not like you because they're just a jerk.
Right.
And they need to be fired for having a mental illness for that.
Yeah,
because mm-hmm. that's called unequal opportunity and unfairness. So,
right.
You know, but mm-hmm. back to the point is, like, culturally, we have, like, I think, but yeah, back, my point essentially is, like, sometimes we, I think because, obviously, African Americans didn't have, you guys, black culture is not taught enough in schools and not educated enough in schools.
Yeah, I would, if you do the history, like, because our, matter of fact, 12 years a slave, we just said.
Well, right. That's a good education.
The guy that was sold into slavery up north, they didn't have it like the black people in the South.
Well, right. It was worse to the South.
Yeah,
he was kidnapped, basically.
Yeah, he was kidnapped, and then he lived his life in Canada. Then he came down to New York. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But then he didn't know. He was very naive about the black people in the South.
Right.
Because he was a learned man.
Right.
So when he got sold, you know, one of the slaves that had been down in the South for a while, he said, look, you need to stop putting your smarts on display, because they will kill you for that. Because they one of the things, they took black people's education. Black people couldn't read. But the black people in the South couldn't read. They took advantage of it. Yeah, they took their education and everything. Now, this guy here, he comes from the North, where he was a very talented musician, and he had to hide all that to so he wouldn't be, you know, lynched or killed. Because he almost got lynched in that movie.
So, yeah, in relating to this barbershop scene, this is probably what this guy is referring to.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but at the same time, it's like, well, dude, you didn't do the cropping.
Yeah.
You weren't a slave. You didn't pick the cotton. So, like, to say, like, that just doesn't make sense in this era. Like, but the point is, they came to a peaceful resolution. And they came together, and I cried. No,
well, it's a tearjerker for real.
It's a tearjerker.
It's a tearjerker for real.
Yeah. In summary, the lesson is from that scene is that we can come together from different cultures and still appreciate each other, and find our own individuality. And remember, when you're culturally, find that distinguish between: are you culturally influenced? Or are you actually an individual?
Right.
The genie's making you think there. Hey, the wizard turning. So, like, because everybody comes from somewhere. So, it's like, don't say you're an individual if you're following the same thing that you came from. Right. They may not be an individual.
Right.
Now, the key is to find your individuality from the place you come from. Now, that's the key.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All righty. So, don't forget to like, subscribe, comment below, share this episode, help us grow. I know you wanna. And there'll be lots more to come because we're here to help. Okay, bye.
Bye.